Mayorkas says FEMA does not have enough money to make it through hurricane season as the government spends wildly on migrants. By Warner Todd Houston on October 4, 2024. DHS Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is being blasted for saying that FEMA is running out of money to help Americans in need, even as the government has spent billions to fly migrants into and around the country and on feeding, housing, and clothing them, all at taxpayer expense. As the Southeast reels from the disastrous effects of Hurricane Helene, many are slamming the absenteeism of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, as millions struggle to recover from the devastation. Hundreds of thousands of Haitians, for instance, are flooding into towns in Louisiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and many other states after the Biden-Harris administration loosened federal immigration restrictions to allow millions of migrants who would otherwise be labeled illegal to freely enter the country. Haitians are flooding small-town America, drawn to those communities by low-paying jobs and federal housing subsidies. This flood of migrants and their housing subsides featured as a topic during the recent vice presidential debate, when GOP nominee J.D. Vance said that the Biden border crisis drives up the cost of housing for regular, everyday Americans. It is a point that CBS moderators attempted to debunk during the debate, but one that has been substantiated as 100% true. Many, and perhaps most, U.S. states are drowning in the costs of Biden's migrants, including New York, Illinois, and Colorado. Amid all this, Mayorkas is taking heat for his claim that FEMA does not have enough money to make it through hurricane season. "We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have," Mayorkas said this week. "We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the fines to make it through the season." But this is a very different tune than Mayorkas was singing 3 months ago when he said, "FEMA is tremendously prepared." Mayorkas 3 months ago, "FEMA is tremendously prepared for hurricane season." Mayorkas today, "FEMA is out of money and can't make it through hurricane season. We do not have the funds. Look at this. 3 months apart," pic.twitter.com/ax300nghe. Gregory, at Greg_re, October 4, 2024. News has broken that the Biden-Harris administration has spent over $1 billion on illegal aliens. In one instance, the agency spent $640 million on a program to house illegals. And last year that cost came in at $780 million. Representative Ashley Hinson, RIA, told Breitbart News that the Biden-Harris administration is taking vital funding away from American citizens. "American citizens really are treated like shit in America. The decline of America over the past 30 years has been nothing short of astonishing." Darren J. Beatty, at Darren J. Beatty, October 4, 2024. "The agency should be solely focused on disaster relief and keeping Americans safe. Americans deserve an administration that won't put the needs of illegal immigrants over American citizens. We need President Trump back in the White House now," Rep. Hinson said. This is pennies compared to the money that Mayorkas has spent on illegals through other programs. The Biden-Harris regime has spent millions on a program to fly migrants straight from their home countries, straight into the U.S. heartland due to the expansion of the parole program for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, CHNV. Illegal immigrants in NYC admit to receiving 7 months free rent, free meals, free insurance, and more. Meanwhile, Americans affected from Hurricane Helene receive $750. Make it make sense. pic.twitter.com/31andfubofn. Nick Shirley, at Nick Shirley E, October 4, 2024. Last year, it was estimated that Joe Biden's border crisis had cost the U.S. taxpayer $200 billion, and this year sources say the cost has been an additional $400 billion. And these costs do not include the costs incurred by each of our state governments as the migrant crisis affects them at home, which is estimated to be $150.7 billion. Donald Trump blasted the waste of budget on illegals. Trump, "They stole the FEMA money like they stole it from a bank so they could give it to their illegal immigrants that they want to have vote for them this season." pic.twitter.com/gnu.tv. Isin, Addison, October 3, 2024. Finally, Representative Nancy Mace, R. SC, has already filed a bill to terminate FEMA's spending on housing for illegals. introducing legislation to terminate FEMA's Shelter and Service Program for illegals. This bill will demand FEMA to stop funding illegal aliens and redirect funding to support hurricane victims. pic.twitter.com/m2svtwtttcc. Representative Nancy Mace, at Rep. Nancy Mace, October 4, 2024. Editor's note, this article has been updated. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.